This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 188. 8 Reasons Successful People Are Choosing to Wear the Same Thing Every Day by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to OLD. And I'm skipping the intro again today because why not minimize this episode for a minimalist author? Makes sense, right? Let me know what you think about that. If you prefer the episodes that don't have the intro and music, you can get in touch with me at oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you want to show some support for this podcast, there are a couple of really nice things you can do. The first and most hardcore option is to become a patron of the show by contributing any amount you like, one time or monthly. But if that's not an option for you, you can still show support for free by grabbing some Excel spreadsheets that I made just for you. One even comes with a video tutorial. You just enter your email address at oldpodcast.com and it'll be sent to you automatically. You can also get it by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. And I'll stop there to keep this as minimal as possible, so let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. 8 Reasons Successful People Are Choosing to Wear the Same Thing Every Day by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. The capsule wardrobe movement continues to gain momentum. Fast fashion deserves criticism. And our culture's obsession with ever-changing fashion trends is an artificial pursuit manufactured by those who benefit from it. The capsule wardrobe movement is far from mainstream, but elevated in the social consciousness by some high-profile personalities, more and more people are applying minimalist principles to their fashion. Many people outside the movement remain skeptical. They wonder why anybody would intentionally choose to wear the same outfit every day, especially when financial resources are not in question. Evaluating my personal experience with a minimal wardrobe and studying recent profiles in various publications, I have created this list of reasons. If you have ever wondered why some successful people choose to wear the same outfit every day, or better yet, if you're considering adopting a more streamlined wardrobe yourself, here are 8 convincing reasons. Number 1, fewer decisions. Decision fatigue refers to the deteriorating quality of decisions made by an individual after a long session of decision making. For people who make significant decisions every day, the removal of even one, choosing clothes in the morning, leaves them with more mental space and better productivity throughout the day. This forms the basis for President Barack Obama's limited fashion options. Quote, "You'll see I wear only gray or blue suits. I'm trying to pare down decisions. I don't want to make decisions about what I'm eating or wearing because I have too many other decisions to make," unquote. Mark Zuckerberg cites similar rationale. One less frivolous decision in the morning leads to better decisions on things that really matter. Number 2, less time wasted. We have no idea how much of a burden our possessions have become until we begin to remove them. But when we do, we immediately discover a new life of freedom and opportunity. It was almost 5 years ago that I first experimented with Project 333, a personal challenge of wearing only 33 articles of clothing for a period of 3 months. The project is simple, life-changing, and wildly beneficial. I quickly discovered one of the greatest benefits of limiting my wardrobe, the gift of time. Getting ready in the morning became easier, quicker, and more efficient. Number 3, less stress. Matilda Call, an art director in New York, cites both decision fatigue and less time getting ready as a reason for wearing the same outfit every day. But she adds another, less stress. Specifically, less stress during the day over the decision she originally made in the morning. Quote, "Is this too formal? Is that too out there? Is this dress too short? Almost always, I'd choose something to wear I regretted as soon as I hit the subway platform," unquote. But now, in her trademark silk white shirt and black trousers, she has one less source of anxiety during the day. Number 4, less wasted energy. Christopher Nolan has created several of the most critically and commercially successful films of the early 21st century. But according to New York Times Magazine, he decided long ago it was, quote, a waste of energy to choose anew what to wear each day, unquote. Now, he settles instead for a dark, narrow lapel jacket over a blue dress shirt with black trousers over sensible shoes to wear each day. Christopher offers an important distinction when he refers to wasted energy. Not only do large wardrobes require more decision-making, they also require more maintenance, more organization, and more shuffling around. Additionally, while a capsule wardrobe may not result in less laundry, it does result in both easier laundry and storage. Number 5, feeling put together. Danae Barahona is a young mother in Dallas, Texas. This spring, she exchanged her full, disorganized closet for a minimal wardrobe of versatile pieces she loves to wear. She summarizes the difference like this, quote, "Pre-capsule, my wardrobe was like the Cheesecake Factory menu. It went on for days and was overwhelming. Most of my options didn't fit right, didn't look right, or I just plain didn't like. On the other hand, my capsule wardrobe is like a fine dining restaurant. I have fewer choices, but I can be sure all of the choices will be amazing. Not only do I look better, I feel better," unquote. Easy, versatile, and always put together. This is the promise and opportunity of a capsule wardrobe, and just one more reason the movement continues to grow. Number 6, iconic. Alice Gregory is a writer living in New York City. Last year, her piece for J. Crew magazine brought a new word into my reasoning for wearing a uniform. She called it, quote, "iconic, a cheap and easy way to feel famous," unquote. She continues, quote, "A uniform can be a way of performing maturity or, less charitably, impersonating it. A uniform insinuates the sort of sober priorities that ossify with age, as well as a deliberate past of editing and improving," unquote. Alice points out that wearing the same outfit every day is a way of asserting your status as a protagonist. Quote, "This is the reason why characters in picture books never change their clothes. Children, like adults, if they'd only admit it, crave continuity. Adopting the habit of wearing a uniform is not unstylish. This is a classification that no longer applies," unquote. Number 7. Less expense. Our closets are full of clothes and shoes purchased but rarely worn. The average American family spends $1,700 on clothes annually, which may not seem like a lot until you consider that most clothing purchases are not based on need at all. In 1930, the average American woman owned 9 outfits. Today, that figure is 30, one for every day of the month. Living with a capsule wardrobe or adopting an iconic uniform removes most of the waste and expense from trial-and-error clothing purchases, not to mention all the time wasted shopping for items only to return later. Number 8. More peace. Last month, Drew Barrymore wrote an article for Refinery29 highlighting her new stage of life and relationship with clothes. Quote, "For starters, I'm almost 40 and the 20s clothes don't make sense anymore. And after 2 babies, the 30s clothes don't fit anymore. I'm at a clothing crossroads, and it's a painful one at times," unquote. To counter these feelings, Drew put herself on a closet diet, limiting her wardrobe and only buying items thoughtfully. Months later, her closet is, quote, "sane and happy," unquote. Getting dressed is no longer a battle, and her fashion sense is, quote, "now calmer and more peaceful," unquote. We are a society drowning in our possessions. People are looking for freedom and rescue. They are searching for new solutions. No wonder the capsule wardrobe movement continues to grow. Those who adopt minimalist principles in their wardrobe choices are discovering more productivity, less stress, less distraction, less expense, and more peace. Maybe it is time you gave it a try. You just listened to the post titled 8 Reasons Successful People Are Choosing to Wear the Same Thing Every Day by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's crazy because I remember talking to my really good friend and roommate of 5 years back in, it must have been 2003 or somewhere around there when I was in college. And we were talking about how buying a t-shirt with a gigantic brand name on it for a lot of money, a lot more money than a plain shirt, made no sense to us. So we went to like a discount store or something like that. And since I needed to buy some new shirts anyway, I just got like 5 to 10 plain shirts, some black, some white, and some colored. And I wore those for a few years. I did the same thing with hats. I got a plain red hat and a plain black hat because it's really cheap and the same quality as one with a huge logo on it. And fast forward a decade, I still dress that way. I tend to wear plain shirts like I am right now. Or if it's not plain, then I almost certainly got it as a gift. And I pretty much only wear a couple of jeans. And then when I'm working at home, pajamas. So if you see a guy walking the dogs in Cookie Monster or Simpsons pajamas, that's me. So yeah, this post is definitely my style. It's been that way for me for a really long time, and it's pretty awesome that it's becoming a sort of movement. All right, I went on a big tangent there, so I'll just really quickly mention one last time that you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com and check out the How to Help section if you want to show your support. There are a lot of different ways, and I'd greatly appreciate any kind of help. And have a great rest of your week. Keep things minimal, and I'll see you in Friday's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.